The Omicron wave gripping the country's pushed our aid sector into an emergency. No wonder. You just saw the deaths in New South Wales yesterday, 36. Goodness me. Not only is the industry juggling staff shortages because of COVID cases, but residents in hundreds of aged care homes across Australia, if not thousands, are facing the prospect of catching COVID as outbreaks spread through the homes. To make matters worse, elderly residents are facing a lonely battle, often separated from loved ones for stretches of time. It's very sad. Carolyn Smith is the United Workers Union Aged Care Director. She joins me on the line. What are you hearing from the front lines of aged care, Carolyn?
Yeah, good morning, Neil. Look, the front lines of aged care are pretty scary, I have to say. We're hearing some really heartbreaking stories. I think the things that you're mentioning, more and more, we're hearing of facilities that have outbreaks, and it's in roughly half facilities at the moment, but I think the across aged care, we're expecting that most facilities will end up with COVID in them. And
half at the moment across Australia have got COVID in them, and you're expecting it will end up in every home, won't it?
It's just so infectious. Yeah, it's just so infectious. And look, it has a devastating impact on elderly Australians, both physically, if they're vulnerable to it. And if you're in residential aged care, by definition, you're a vulnerable person.
Yep.
But also, we're just the impact on the staffing is really impacting the care and the attention that older Australians are getting.
And what about staff? How are staff coping?
Well, look, we're about 3 days into a survey and we've had a massive response. Over the weekend, we had over 500 aged care workers respond, and that's aged care workers in Queensland, but across Australia as well. And I think one of the really worrying things is 85% of them, describe themselves as stressed, exhausted and confused about what they should be doing. And that, I think, is a really, really worrying statistic. Because of staff being furloughed, the understaffing is really, really chronic. And what that means is obviously people are rushing, but they just can't do even some of the basic care. And they definitely, at a time where people are often locked down and away from their family, can't, spend that minute chatting to someone, brushing their hair, having a bit of a laugh. Yep, all the things that make aged care, bearable for older Australians.
So what does the sector need? Does it need rats? Does it need boosters rolled out faster? What does it need?
Look, all of the above, and that is what's so disappointing.
Yep.
We knew we'd be here. We were here last year in the outbreaks in Sydney and Melbourne. We should have had a plan. We needed boosters rolled out faster. We now need rats. We need the N95 masks. Omicron is incredibly infectious.
Yeah.
And staff.
Yeah, the better masks. You can't just put on those old masks the rest of us are wearing around with the blue front.
No. And staff carry the emotional burden of thinking, am I bringing the disease in? And now with the fact that even if you're a close contact, you can go to work in aged care, they have this, I have workers saying to me, I'm worried I'm going to kill one of the people that I love. So having the RATS tests, having the N95 masks, and having more staff to come in and assist is what's really needed urgently in aged care. Because whenever we're dealing with that understaffing, what that means is maybe an older person having to wait to have a pad changed or not being assisted to eat, and that means, they may not eat if they're not assisted to eat, and it means them being sitting in their room lonely for hours at a time.
What about the situation in Queensland compared to other states?
Well, look, Queensland is not, obviously, I heard those terrible statistics of the deaths in New South Wales. Queensland's not there, but in aged care, the impact has been hard and fast. So we have the same issues. It's a federal government area, aged care, and that lack of a plan is showing in Queensland just as much as it is in New South Wales and Victoria. So we, staff are not having RATS testing, they're having temperature testing instead. the masks. They only get access to the national stockpile of PPE once there's an outbreak. And because of the logistics, you know, the breakdown in the logistics chain, it's 5 days, sometimes 2 weeks before that PPE gets to the facility that's already got a COVID outbreak.
Some of the residents must be so lonely too, the poor buggers.
Look, it's absolutely heartbreaking. And I think that's, you know, that's the thing that workers are really, really worried about. They say they just come home feeling like they've spent the whole day saying, I'm sorry, love, I can't stay, I've got a rush, and feeling like they've let down people that they've perhaps known for years and really care for deeply, but all they're doing every day is just saying, I haven't got time, I'm sorry, no, I'll come back to you, and knowing that they're not going to come back.
Carolyn Smith, United Workers Union Aged Care Director, thanks so much for your insights this morning. We'll stay in touch.
Thanks, Neil.